Sure.
Bernie has integrity.
The first New Hampshire community to cast ballots, Tiny Dixville Notch. The winner there, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's not even on the ticket.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has portrayed himself as an underdog in this contest, focusing on his strategy beyond New Hampshire.
We're going to do just fine heading south and across this country. We're going to win this nomination.
New Hampshire officials have said there should not be problems getting the results of the vote this evening, hoping to avoid the problems Iowa had.
Fox's Tiny J Powers in Nashua, New Hampshire. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell warning of a risk from the coronavirus to the U.S. economy, though he says the economy does appear durable. Powell saying the Fed is monitoring developments stemming from the deadly virus. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by J.B. Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. J.B. Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast rolls on for the next few days, and all eyes on Wednesday night. For today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. Warm for February, mid-70s today, near 60 tonight, upper 70s on Wednesday. During the daytime Wednesday, spotty showers and thunderstorms around here and there, but showers and storms become likely on Wednesday night, and it looks like it could be another one of those overnight severe weather events, just like last Wednesday, which continues through Thursday morning, then falling temperatures during today, Thursday, breezy and rather chilly on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Not only can you get 50% off Valentine's special for all your video transfers, not including film, but video, say old VHS, Betamax, to a digital format like DVD. They also provide all sorts of business services over there at Dan Black Studios, whether website design, video editing. So say you have some raw video footage already shot or some photographs you want to put into a nice presentation, nice package, they can get that done for you at Dan Black Studios. Also, they do video production from the ground up. So whether it's training videos for your employees or TV commercials to get the word out, or you're building your brand online with some slick video production, Dan Black Studios has you covered. The long and short of it is, if you're thinking video services, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Again, 50% off for News and Views listeners, but you got to tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener, and you get 50% off all video transfers to digital format here for Valentine's Day coming up. 272-9228. More with Barry Moore when we come back.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the...
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 tomorrow at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228. We got Barry Moore, candidate for Congress in the House.
Hey, Barry.
Yes, sir.
Who do you like in the Democrat Party? Who do you hope they'll nominate?
Man, I have no idea on that. Is that a trick question, Jack?
No. I mean, who do you think would be the easiest for Trump to beat?
I think Bernie Sanders is probably
the easiest.
Because
they're so far apart philosophically. What do you think, Joey?
I think Bernie could be the easiest to beat and also the toughest to beat. It'd be a weird thing. He'd energize a lot of people, but it's also like you can go. There's literally a clip of Bernie talking about bread lines. What's wrong with bread lines? You wait in line, you get bread. Whereas in capitalist countries, the poor starve and the rich eat. We've got 27 different types of deodorant in this country. Like, he would be easy to carry.
He wears one of them. Yeah.
Oh, he'd be great for Saturday Night Live and those guys because they got Trump and then they'd have Sanders. But I think Pete Buttigieg or whatever, I think he'd be hardest to beat.
I think Klobuchar would.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't think Buttigieg is going to be all that pleasing to African Americans because of his police policies when he was mayor. And, plus the fact that he's gay and he has a significant other, a partner. I don't know if they're married or not, but I'm just not sure how that sells.
He speaks well, but I kind of thought he might. But like I said, I think Sanders is the easiest to beat.
Well, he and Klobuchar are now starting to get attention because the mainstream media is scared to death that Bernie's going to get the nomination.
Well, and Biden is just dropping. It's unreal.
Well, you know, everything he touches, he messes up.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were.
Yeah, he just goes right after people, doesn't he?
It really does. Unreal. Let's go to the phones. Ritz has a question for you, Barry, I believe. Hey, Ritz, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call. How you doing, Dan?
How you doing, Ritz? Ritz, I hear you call other shows, and you haven't called here since Jesus was a little boy, and I'm just wondering, what's the deal?
You'll have to forgive me. I've had a lot of issues with my mother in the hospital and my sister breaking her wrist and getting robbed, and it's just been a nightmare here lately.
See, all you people move out of Montgomery and then you get robbed.
Yeah, they come from Montgomery over here. they shopping.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm making it. It's just, we're getting political season over here, so it's going to be
That's why we have Barry Moore on these very airwaves.
Well, I know, and I appreciate him coming on, and he really, really piqued my interest when he started talking about, I know it's boring to most people, but zero-based budgeting and line item budgeting. We have to find some way to save this government because it's spending well beyond its means. And we've got to encourage our government officials to start saving money. And like Barry said, and I really appreciate him understanding that. And that I'm thinking that's the kind of person we need to send there. But you know, just like with Jessica Taylor, I'm concerned about the influence her husband is going to have on her. He was my senator at one time, and,
right.
and I supported him. And then once he got in there, I'm wondering, who is this person? He's one of the sorriest senators we ever had. He was representing somebody, but it wasn't me. And I can't help but think that, he's going to have a great deal of influence on his wife. And if she were to get in office. And I know Bob Riley has a lot of influence on, Brian Taylor and I'm sure that family. So, that's a great concern to me because Bob Riley's not one of my favorite people either.
Right.
He's had his way with this state and now he's, in the, background trying to continue that practice. So. But anyway, Mr. Moore, I think that I'm probably going to have to support you based on what you've been telling us. I really like what you're saying. And you've been, I hate to say this, but you must be doing something right at the way they went after you. And you have absolutely been purified and vindicated, when you're in your court case. And I hated that you had to go through that. You seem like a fine fella. And, it's a shame that they have to attack good people, but, that's the price you got to pay when you get in politics, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And that's any time you send an agent of change to the swamp or the deep state, if they're truly, truly getting between the people and the money, and they become the shield, and so you're going to get attacks. That's part of the process, but, I wouldn't trade anything for that happened to me, and at the end of the day, it really did purify me. The refiner's fire is pretty hot, so that got my attention, but I've been in that battle before. I understand what happens. I'm a lot wiser to politics than what I used to be, but I've learned through that process that, we're going to stand and fight. We're going to let the chips fall where they fall, and at the end of the day, I think that's why we're seeing the president and his team under such duress. They're under attack constantly because they are truly agents of change, and when you see that, and I was labeled the most dependable conservative vote in the Alabama legislature, they came after me. And that's okay. Yeah. We stood and fought. It's good training ground for us. It's basic training for the real battle that we're facing.
Well, I appreciate you, and I think I'm going to commit my vote to you because you seem like the person we need at this particular time up there.
Well, I appreciate it. And do this for me. Tell your friends and family, commit your vote to me, and commit my name to prayer. I appreciate the support, and we're gonna keep fighting a good fight. We need everybody on board.
Thank you, my friend. Thank appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate See you, Ritz. You know, it's really funny you were talking about when you try to make big change, they come after you. And Joey made this point several weeks ago. So he thinks I don't ever listen to him, but
I don't even
about how General Flynn realized that this national security team, the National Security Council, was full of malcontents, full of anti-Trumpers, full of establishment people, and he wanted to go in there and clean them out, and they got him.
They
went after him, and now this O'Brien guy they have up there apparently is weeding out all these Obama holdovers, and he's being very successful at it. And I'm telling y'all, when Trump said swamp, he wasn't kidding. I mean, it is truly, it's full of just, It's just full of critters who shouldn't be there.
It's very similar, Jack, when we came to Montgomery in 2010, that first Republican majority, an unusually red state, and as we begin to get in here and kind of weed the stuff out, it does. General Flynn's right. They sort of come after you. If you're an agent of change, they come after you, and they set traps for you. But you just, you know what, you stay focused. You vote your convictions. At the end of the day, you can sleep at night, and the people appreciate it. When they go back and look and see at our records, they go, hey, you know, he did exactly what he told me he was going to do. Paid a high price, but we were willing to pay it.
All right, so what are you going to do when you get up there besides find the bathroom? You know, and I'm tired of people saying, and I hear people saying that all the time about not electing Sessions. Well, you know, it's going to take these people a year and a half to figure out where the bathrooms are. I said, I don't care. I don't care that we send an outsider up there. The problem with Washington is all the damn insiders.
That's exactly right.
And I don't care if it takes you pee in your pants if you can't find the bathroom. Well, but, you know, what do you want to do when you go up there?
Well, I think...
I mean, you're going to be a freshman, and you say you want to be in the Freedom Caucus, and that's great. I mean, I'm sure part of the time you'll be listening, but is there any one thing... And if there's not, that's cool. Is there any one thing you want to do, one... Bill, you want to sponsor one thing that sticks in your craw that you want to straighten out?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things, but I think initially we've got to look at, and it's the bill I talked about a little earlier with Joy, is make sure that if our soldiers and our government employees aren't getting paid, that Congress isn't getting paid, because that's one way right there real quick to make sure that this, when they do this, pass this little continuing budget resolution and they hold it over your head, and if you don't, oh, by the way, your soldiers aren't going to get paid. That's not the kind of governing we need. We need a situation where they're held accountable to the same standards. In other words, if Congress aren't doing their job, then they ought not be getting paid to not do their job. So that, and defend the president. I am so disappointed, and I have been disappointed with most everybody from Alabama for not coming to his aid and being in the media and getting in their face and saying, this is the president that represents the people. He was elected by 63 million Americans, and why are we not fighting for him? Because he is fighting for us. And that's been a huge disappointment to me. So I will be that tip of the spear to defend him. I was with him from day one. I was first endorsed, and I went out on a limb for that man. And now he is delivering, and nobody's got his back. And so I want to be one of those fellows from Alabama that y'all know that I'm on his team.
I'm very cynical and skeptical to give praise to people. But the way the Republicans stuck together in the U.S. House of Representatives and every one of them voted against the impeachment articles, I was very proud. Because we always eat our own. And I'm really happy that they stuck together. And in the Senate, with the exception of that numbnuts Romney, I was very pleased to see that happen.
I was, too. And believe me, I think that most of them, it's politically expedient to do it right now. But at the end of the day, it didn't make any sense. That the way that thing was brought about had no teeth in it at all. It was just a charade to distract from the 2016 elections. That's all this whole thing's been about.
Let's very quickly go back to the phones.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's talk to Randall. Randall's been very patient. Randall, you got a question for Barry Moore?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, this is for him and Mr. Troy, maybe. And what Jack was talking about at early hours about Coleman, this is scratch off the crooked stuff he's done, and look at the fact. When that man goes up there, he's going to have to recuse anything to do with the military vote, bringing money out of Alabama, because they're going to actually be voting for him, his business to be getting renewed for $2 billion or whatever. It don't even matter if it's a dollar. And so he's got to recuse. And you say you got Trump's ear. The man is about to do Space Force. Let's turn Montgomery school system into, I mean, not the whole system, but really go after the art. Since the Air Force is where they picked from for space. So won't we just, and take these dilapidated houses, bring that money down here for Space Force, put these kids back in communities, somebody they can look up to, and give them hope. And, we got everything we need right here, and he's ready to spend the money, and he's spending it on Space Force. He's going to reclaim that place, the moon. And so it's too much money sitting up there for us not to be getting our hands on it and turning Montgomery around right here, right now. And that'll help every surrounding area around here.
Yeah, I agree, Randall. I agree. We actually worked pretty diligently to get the F-35s to Alabama, but we had the Tuskegee Airmen. And so anything we can do to bring high pay and technical tech jobs to Alabama because we have the land, labor, and climate that's conducive for economic growth. We need to do a little marketing. We got a relationship with the White House. So at the end of the day, I'm with you. There's a lot of things we can do to allow our children to come back to this great state and to our hometowns and have high-paying jobs. It's just a matter of getting in there and marketing the state. We did that with the Tuskegee Airmen. We took that, and we got the F-35s to Montgomery or down here to our state. And when other states were competing for that, by just bringing a package of bills that really sold Alabama on the process.
Yes, sir. Man, I don't want to get off the phone and listen to y'all some more. I can't wait. Because, man, that go get that money. And Coleman, you all should ought to be ashamed. You want to sit there and talk about family, and you about to tear ours apart down here because you ain't going to be able to get no money down here. And we got too much military stuff. You'd be sitting on the sideline. You should fold your little tin up and go home.
Randall, I agree with that.
Appreciate it, Randall.
Yeah. Well, Barry?
Yes, sir.
You need to get on out of here and get up to Prattville, where you're going to be at 11 o'clock at luncheon, Uncle Mix.
Uncle Mix, downtown Prattville, and
it's
tomorrow
good stuff
we're in
over
Wetumpka.
There.
Yeah, tomorrow. And we're doing the parade Saturday, too, as well. The parade Saturday is in Millbrook. Okay, so y'all come out and see us, meet us. We'll have a booth. We like to meet the people in the district.
And if folks want to connect with you online or just reach out to you, how do they do
that?
Thanks,
Joey, because I forget to do that. It's www.barrymoreforcongress.com. Or if you want to be my friend on our Facebook, it's Barry Moore Republican for Congress. Because people go and want to add Barry Moore, and I'm maxed out at 5,000. Sure. But if you'll go Republican for Congress, Barry Moore Republican for Congress, 9,300, and we're growing, and that's where we talk to our people and meet our people. So please join us, follow us, get on board, let's do this thing.
Well, we appreciate your coming on,
really,
and good luck.
I appreciate y'all putting me in here ahead of Troy, Jack. If he's listening, he's going to be like,
yeah,
well,
Troy. Troy, poor
anyway.
Troy, I'm so sorry. Yeah, he looked like a deer in the headlights when I said, well, I kind of messed up. But anyway.
Surely he wasn't surprised that you messed up.
Well, you should be.
Thank you, gentlemen, I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, good luck.
More news of views when we come back.
It concerns your community. You'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tire!
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Thank you again to Barry Moore for stopping by.
Thanks to Barry for stopping by. Thanks to Troy for stopping by.
Talk to you tomorrow, Troy. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So, what do you think? You think Barry, if we had to handicap the race in general, not just Barry Moore's chances, but everybody's chances, who do you think is the front runner right now? Is it Coleman still, Jeff Coleman, because of all this money?
Yeah, I think so.
Still his to lose. Okay.
Yeah, but I think he's losing ground because of all this bad publicity that came out.
Sure. But let's imagine a runoff. Like, who do you think's in that number two slot if you had to just where your gut is?
I think it's between Troy and Barry with Jessica Taylor nipping at their heels.
Okay.
And probably I'm going to guess Troy and then Barry, but not by there's probably not much that separates them.
And both have good name ID in that in the Wiregrass and this part of the state. So, yeah, I guess we'll see.
I think everybody should. And I haven't read the article, but I have a conservative friend that texted me a copy of this article. It's in theconservativetreehouse.com.
Mm-hmm.
Theconservativetreehouse.com. It's called The D.C. Cover-Up That's as Big as Spygate.
Well,
and it's about the whole FISA process and how it was flawed and how the FBI was a part of it. And I'm going to, my friend Catherine sent it to me, and I'm going to read it when I get off the show. But it, she's very well informed.
Oh, and, that's speaking my language.
Yeah. And that's why I sent it to you, because I knew you would have an interest in it.
I'll have to read it here during the break.
TheConservativeTreehouse.com. Called The D.C. Cover-Up That's as Big as Spygate.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Oz.
Hey, Oz, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I've got a hypothetical for you. Just tell me if it can even happen. So, Trump wins again, serves his 4 years, and Pence runs and wins. And Trump is his vice president. Can that happen? Can a president go from president
to vice president? Sure, absolutely. Yes. A president can serve 2 years, two terms or not more than 10 years. So if a president assumes the office due to death or resignation, if it's not over 2 years, they can still serve. But there's nothing that prohibits a president from becoming a vice president or any other office. Remember, it was Taft, I believe, who went on to be from president to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
So he could be, but I don't think his ego would let him.
No, and I don't think they'll do that because people would bring up, oh, you're just trying to extend Trump's
term. Right, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise it.
I just know that the Democrats would really sling a rod then because they're already getting it handed to them, and that would really get up under their skin. So, just curious, what about his son? Do you think, his daughter? Do you think either one of them would run?
I have been told that Ivanka, his daughter, was studying the possibility of running for mayor of New York.
No, that makes sense.
And de Blasio, the current mayor, is so hated, the police department has declared war on him because he does not stand behind them in any way. And people in New York are sick of the crime and everything else. So since he has a chink in his armor, I heard that Ivanka is thinking about running.
And I think Ivanka could win. She's not exactly some wild
right-wing. No, she's not as conservative as her dad.
No, not at all.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know about, I don't know how I feel about dynasties, like the Bushes.
Right, I don't
like George W. Bush on a personal level. I've met him. I've been around him. I thought he was a very good governor of Texas. I think he was a very good president. I think Bush's problem was that he tried to please the Democrats, and you can't do that. I mean, I believe in reaching across the aisle, and I think we lack a lot of that in Washington. But when the other party is so flawed and their ideas are so crazy, there's sometimes you just can't support them.
Well, and I really do buy into the idea that he gave a little too much power and authority over to Cheney. I mean, the most powerful VP in history, really. And I think a president needs to hold on to the reins of power pretty tight, even if it's not his expertise. Even if you do farm out a certain thing, you should still be more than willing to pull back on those.
Yeah, you got to be able to delegate, but not too much.
Right.
As to where you lose control.
I have a friend who held a cabinet position with George W. Bush, and over a beer and not on these airways, I could tell you what this person said about Cheney.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't very flattering at all.
Right, right.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just curious because Trump's business policies have helped the economic growth of the country. Now, other policies, you can take them or leave them as far as I like his border policy. I like his business and economic policy. Now, his Twitter policy, I like it to an extent because I don't want a president that's going to take a beating and not stand up for himself. That's what I like, and because other countries should have a healthy fear of the United States. Not that we're going to attack or anything like that, but we're not going to take anything because we are a sovereign nation and we have our beliefs. And you're not going to infringe on those. But we're not going to force our beliefs on anybody else either. But I don't know. I was just curious. I didn't know if you thought it was a possibility or if he would even consider it just to get up under their Democrat skin even more.
There are other ways to get under their skin, and I'm sure Trump will find them.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Appreciate it,
Austin. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. So it makes it very convenient if you work downtown regularly. You can get your car, your truck, your SUV, even your minivan serviced over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive while you're at work. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. All technicians there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified. Again, they service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and yes, even minivans. State-of-the-art equipment. that allows them to work on even specialty vehicles. So with top-notch technicians and with state-of-the-art technology, they can really get the job done. They're a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. So from big jobs to working on that transmission or that air conditioning, to you know, the stuff you just never want to touch, even as an informed, let's say, amateur mechanic, they can get those jobs done. But they can also do the standard stuff. You know, folks like me aren't really gifted when it comes to being a mechanic. You know, basic oil change, basic check on the tires, replacing that air filter, even those windshield wiper blades. Jenkins Tire and Automotive does it all. And they really do it all, and here's the proof. If you have an outdoor vehicle, a four-wheeler, side-by-side, a tractor, you don't have to bring those vehicles into town. They will visit you on location with a service truck. You just have to make an appointment to get that outdoor vehicle service. So whether it's an outdoor vehicle or your everyday car, truck, SUV, or yes, even minivan, call Jenkins Tire and Automotive today and make an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit their website, make an appointment there, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive, being great sponsors here of News and Views. Got to hit a quick break here, folks. Red Top, hold your position, 272-9228. If y'all want to get in, more News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is delivering upbeat comments to Congress, confirming the economy is strong with the possibility that it could be impacted by the coronavirus. An overview of the job market in December from the Labor Department reveals there were 6.4 million job openings in the month. Though it is weaker than the 7 million economists were expecting, it's still consistent with a healthy job market. Under Armour shares are skidding, down nearly 16%. Sportswear and shoe company is blaming weak sales in North America and says its business will be impacted by the coronavirus outbreak in China. The T-Mobile-Sprint merger has survived a challenge from states. A federal judge sided with the two companies. The phone businesses have agreed to sell some of Sprint's prepaid phone plans to Dish Network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast rolls on for the next few days, and all eyes on Wednesday night.
For today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. Warm for February, mid-70s today, near 60 tonight, upper 70s on Wednesday. During the daytime Wednesday, spotty showers and thunderstorms around here and there, but showers and storms become likely on Wednesday night, and it looks like it could be another one of those overnight severe weather events, just like last Wednesday, which continues through Thursday morning, then falling temperatures during today, Thursday, breezy and rather chilly on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. I'm doing all right, Jack Ham. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
See, I don't turn your mic on unless you have your headphones on. That way you know that you're hearing your own voice. 272-9228. Let's go to the phone.
I hear a lot of voices all the time.
Well, that's another story for another day. Red Top, welcome to the program.
There's one thing I can't believe both you guys just did. And I'm almost outraged. Talking about George Bush, oh, he just tried to get along with the Democrats too much. He was a nice guy. This guy was a horrendous president. He's screwed up the Middle East to no end, and it's still screwed up. The Afghan war is still not finished. He gave us the Patriot Act, all kinds of horrible things. So don't go easy on him, man. He did a lot of stupid stuff that our country may never get out of.
Red Top, what did I say that was a slight criticism of him?
I didn't hear any. Well, y'all just seemed to give him a pass and didn't bring up any of this stuff.
I said, I was being very polite, but I said I think he gave Cheney too much of the reins.
And what yes.
And what was Cheney mostly in charge of?
I guess the military.
Yeah, national security.
Yeah.
Right, which you just criticized. So I was being polite, but I hear you.
Yeah, okay. And so I just don't want, and I know I'm not.
And the buck stops at the president. W shouldn't have given that power over. He shouldn't have gone along with a lot of that.
Yeah. He was not suited for that type of situation. And who would be? You know what I mean? Now, on another subject, they're starting to talk in the polls. The polls again today, these people are out of their mind how Bloomberg can beat Donald Trump. What is this new Quinnipiac poll or something like that that says any Democrat can beat Donald Trump? Where the hell these guys get these ideas from?
And usually when you look into these polls, they're looking at all registered voters, not likely voters. And that's where they get some of these numbers. And also, remember, Hillary won the popular vote, but it doesn't matter if you just start building up your numbers and running up the scoreboard in California and New York State.
Yeah.
You got to win the Electoral College.
And have any of you people seen the Jeff Sessions commercial where he puts on the baseball, the MAGA hat? And
yes, I have.
Oh, the look on his face is weird. He looks like a man that's been on crystal meth, and I thought he was against that stuff. I mean, this is the deer in the headlights like I ain't never seen before. That's not a good commercial either. He does not look sincere either, if you ask me.
Have you decided on who you like in the Senate race?
The Bradley Byrne a whole lot, and the gentleman that was just on.
Barry Moore for Congress?
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, no, the problem with us is we got folks running for both offices. At this point, Bradley Byrne, I think, seems to be the most stable. Troy King is too much of, I'm sick of attorney generals running for office because all they want to do is litigate the whole time they get in Congress. So I think
you had expressed an interest in Tuberville at one time. Have you changed?
Well, Tuberville is, I kind of have because he hasn't really given us anything solid or any new ideas or anything concrete to go on other than he supports this or that. He doesn't seem to have any specifics on anything. So therefore, I really don't know. He doesn't have any plans for any things any success that I can tell.
None of them have.
No.
Bradley Byrne hasn't. Jeff Sessions hasn't. Sessions has been sucking up to the president. Bradley Byrne has a clip of Trump saying, thank you, Bradley Byrne, that he's running on the airwaves. Tommy Tuberville, same thing. He's in his truck talking about Trump. It's about time some of them come out with, I want to do this or I want to do that.
Jack. I'm waiting this on. Everybody's just riding Trump's coattails.
Right, right.
Apparently, they have no ideas but his.
Right. I agree with you. And
they might not have any ideas if it wasn't for him. And this goes for the whole damn Republican Party.
Right.
You know, it's quite obvious Donald Trump's the only one that's got any gonads or ideas in the whole damn country. Thank goodness for him, because the stock market is raging mad, going, you know, doing so good, and the economy is. Democrats got a problem. These guys are a bunch of imbeciles, and I'm glad they are.
I am, too. And the more I listen to them, and I'm really starting to hone in on them more than, you know, because I don't give a damn about Iowa. That's just a bunch of nonsense. But,
well, you know, it never was a problem until everybody screwed it up.
Yeah.
Everybody's always thought Iowa was so great.
Let me tell you something. When the mainstream media says that Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg are moderates or mainstream, you better worry.
Yeah, because they're all radical.
You're right.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Red Todd. Well, from a libertarian perspective, the old joke is a moderate in D.C. Somebody wants a big warfare and welfare state. I would prefer small and both. Enough to get the job done, but let's keep shrinking those suckers, see how far we can go before people. But people scream even if you just suggest it. It's funny how that works. 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack, how about we talk a little bit about our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Well, what is there to say except we've said it before?
Oh, well, we should say it again.
We will. She is the absolute guru of the mortgage business in the River region.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
There is a big difference, and she has proven that to the many listeners of this program for the last 5.5 years who've given her a call at 567-4223, 567-4223, and they've said, hey, Kim, I need to get a mortgage. I'm a first-time homeowner, and I have no idea what to do. Will you help steer me through this process? She's going to look at your situation. She's going to shop around. She's going to find you a mortgage lender that will give you the best possible terms at the best possible rate. And if you're sitting on a mortgage that you think might be a little cumbersome and you need to get out from under it and maybe refinance, give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. 567-4223, and you tell her, hey, this is my current situation. Can you shop around and find me something better? More often than not, she'll be able to. But if she's not, she's going to level with you and say, hey, I think you got the best rate at the best terms that you can possibly get right now in the current market. And she is really a fun person to work with. She's just very energetic about her job, and you will not be disappointed. So you need to give Kim Williams a call and tell her that Jack and Joy sent you an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS number?
1586368.
She is?
An Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
Here, Papa B, we got to hit a quick break. Come right back to you after. Sound good?
All right.
All right. Yep. Thank you. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, this is the second hour. News and Views brought to you by good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So, he's been very patient, Jack. Let's talk to Papa B.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? Oh, Lordy, when it comes to Dick Cheney, I know one thing. I would not want to be his hunting partner. After he shot his friend while hunting, that's like it.
And then
boy.
His friend apologized to Cheney.
Sorry, I got my face in the way.
Of his bullet. Oh, man. What a joke. I mean, to tell you.
I bet you don't know his friend's name.
I can't remember. Who was it?
Harry Whittington. I knew him because he was a big donor to the Republican Party of Texas. He's a lawyer, real estate investor, and political figure. He lives in Austin, Texas, and I've met him. So,
okay.
Yeah. He was born in 1990. He's 92 years old now.
Good gracious, alive. What a scene that was, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, you know, now that impeachment is over with.
Yes, sir.
And I see Trump knows how to strike when the iron's hot, you know, and firing a bunch of folks. And heard the other day that there were some 70 people that basically he reassigned or had reassigned from the
National Security Council. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's why not?
Well, and, exactly. You know, they're Obama really, people. And
yeah, they're just basically a bunch of DNC spies. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, so yeah, strike when the iron's hot. He's doing a good job, but I'm wondering if we're going to actually get some justice rolling down now with the Durham report.
We better.
Or Attorney General Barr's action or something. Now that the impeachment is over with, have you heard anything that's going on there? Or
just what you said a minute ago, that he's cleaning out the National Security Council, which probably should have been day one. But the thing is, I think you can't just fire them for political reasons. So that's why they're being reassigned to places where they can't do any damage. And those Vindman twins, mm-hmm. Do you know there were twins?
Yeah.
They've been moved out too, and so has Sondland. And I'm happy about that. Yeah.
But U.S. Attorney Durham, Papa B, is notoriously tight-lipped, and so I've not seen anything leak out, and I wouldn't expect it to. But I don't think it's too far gone from indictments happening. It wouldn't be a surprise if indictments happen a few weeks from now, but it could also be several months. And it's like, who knows?
We have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I tell you what, that wheel has just turned entirely too slowly. But, you know, hope springs eternal, I guess. I just thought maybe you guys had possibly heard something on the inside, particularly because of, you know, what you were talking about earlier, Jack. Was it a book that had come out about the FISA abuse?
No, it's an article that's in... It's an article that is in the Conservative Treehouse, which is a very right-leaning conservative daily publication like the Drudge Report, except better. And they have an article about this whole FISA process being just an outrage. So if you have a chance to look at it.
I will. But now, the thing that I tried to put forward or thought about while everybody was looking at this was what if the judges on the FISA courts were in on the act? And I'm wondering if we're not going to see some of that.
Be even more reason to get rid of it. Again, this Carter Page application, it's the only one we've ever seen be released publicly, unredacted.
Right.
And I'm not a fool. I'm not naive. I'm pretty sure other applications were fiddled with in the same way.
I bet you it was. All right, well, let's see if we can find out. I hope to find out soon. Guys, thanks for taking my call. Get your scuba gear out.
Appreciate it.